At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Rory from Polsbo is. Rory, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Rory. Steve, that means it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rory has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 40s.
No.
50s?
No.
20s?
No. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Which what?
Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor.
Honolulu.
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Donatello.
Correct. What South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Ayak.
No.
Ibac?
No.
Hoka?
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
Dan Brown.
He did. Albumin is the technical word for what part of the egg?
The yolk.
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Michigan.
No.
Erie?
No.
You got Huron.
No. You got 5 correct, though. Rory split right down the middle.
Hey-o. All right.
Yeah. Ooh, you walked in with a game face. Did you see that? Steve is not messing around.
Yeah, I got the eye on the prize today, baby.
Are you ready?
Let's freaking go.
All right.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. What decade was the Empire State Building completed?
Does the trunk have a knee? I'm very confused by this. The 1920s.
No.
What was the question?
In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 1930s.
Yes. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Honolulu?
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Oh, that is Raphael.
No.
Donatello.
Yes. Which South African antelope...
My daughter would be very disappointed in me.
Which South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Kangaroos?
No.
I don't know. Nike?
No.
ASICS.
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
That would be Tom Cruise.
No.
What, Jesus. I don't know. L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
Dr. Seuss.
No. Albumin is the technical word for which part of the egg?
The yolk?
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Lake Erie.
No.
Lake Michigan.
No.
Lake Ontario.
Yes.
Too
but
late.
I think you're too
late. Yeah.
Steve, you got 5 correct.
Yeah, that was
which is
awful.
Fine, but it's a tie.
Oh, come on.
5-5. Good job, Rory. Next time you will beat Migs.
Definitely.
Are we ever going to get to a point where there's more ties than there are losses?
Dude, I feel like...
It's looking that way.
I feel like if we look at like the last 15 games, we might be... tied with ties and wins.
The South African antelope that shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes, Reebok.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code was penned by Dan Brown, and Rory did get that one correct.
Oh, that's nice.
Eventually, you got Lake Ontario. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across that Great Lake. Congratulations on your big tie this morning, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please. And the messages are so entertaining. Some Very interesting, Steve.
People want to talk Happy Gilmore, and also we have a great message about fairs.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Give it a try. Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app, which is totally free to download to your smartphone. Steve, how are the messages this morning?
Well, let's find out, Taryn. Through the Odyssey app, here's our first voice message.
You guys were talking about Happy Gilmore 2, and I saw it on your Instagram about that one caller who saw it 3 times already.
That was Juan.
I mean, that seems a little bit excessive. What movie have you seen more than 3 times? Ooh. I feel like that's just crazy.
So the message you talked about, or yesterday we were talking about Happy Gilmore too, and our buddy Juan called in and had this to say. If we could get it to play.
Like, we've been talking about Happy Gilmore 2 throughout the morning. How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it 3 times, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Juan, do you not have a hobby?
What did you think of it, Juan?
I liked it. I really did like it. Yeah, I brought a big smile. We laughed. My wife and I laughed a lot. I like that. I'll watch it again.
Oh, so you're going to go for number 4?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I feel like I've seen a lot of movies more than 3 times.
What movie would you say is like the one that you've seen?
Empire Records. I don't even know. Over 100 times.
See, I can't give Vaughn too hard of a time because when Anchorman came out, I think I saw that in theaters 4 times.
The movie that you've never seen, Titanic, I saw that in the theater 3 times.
I will never see that movie. I've seen it -3 times. Danny, what about you? You watch like movies over and over and over. I feel like you probably could like have a book about all the movies you've seen multiple times.
What are you talking about, Steve? No one does that. No, I literally every single movie I watch, but probably the most would probably be Wedding Crashers.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
I saw that in the movie theater 10 times with 10 different girls.
It's very expensive.
10 different girls?
10 dates?
I had just gotten broken up with, and it was just like, I'm just going to invite
that was like
everyone.
Your aphrodisiac? Yeah. You take you to Wedding Crashers and we'll make love?
Well, no, that was... No, I never made love after. See, it was... Right, I always struck out.
Yeah.
No, but it was always like one of those... It was the summer of 2005, and it was just like, that was the hot movie. Yeah. Every single... I was like, what do you want to go do? Let's go see Wedding Crashers. And I'm like, let's go.
That was the hot movie, and Danny was the hot commodity.
That means if my math is correct, it's around $200 that you spent on Wedding Crashers.
It's a lot of money.
Wow.
But, you know, Anchorman was like that for me. I remember seeing the screening. I fell in love with it. I went and did, like, some interviews in California and had to see it again. And then when I came back, I'm like, I wanted to take my friends to see it because I thought it was such a great movie.
Wait, so you never went on a date, though?
No. No dates. This was just my homies.
Fun fact, I never saw Anchorman.
Ever?
Oh, I've never seen it in full. I've seen parts of it, and I know, like, the references.
Okay, I was going to say that movie's, like, right up your alley. It's stupid.
I should watch it.
And I mean that because it's right up my alley as well.
It's one that just gets funnier every time you watch it.
I think the movie, though, that I've seen the most is probably, like, of recent memory, besides, like, the Rockies and those kind of films. I think it might be Superbad.
Oh, I love Superbad.
If Superbad's on, I'm watching it. I don't care.
Even if it's funny.
Even if it's the TV edit, I'm still watching that.
Absolutely.
One. All right, let's check out our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hi, my name is Jesse. I listen to you guys from California. I just went to the California State Fair on Saturday.
Okay, I need to go see it. I need to do like a tour of state fairs.
An out-of-state fair? I would love that.
Right, because I love watching like Carnival Eats, like one of those Food Network shows where they go to like different like fairs and they eat all the food. I'm curious to know, like, what is the thing at the California State Fair?
Let's go.
It was fun. And then I'm going to go to the Washington State Fair next year. I mean, next month.
Wait, so this dude's, he's
living
doing
our
it.
Dream.
Let's go. Washington State Fair, California Fair.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I go to the Wenatchee State Fair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to Wenatchee State Fair.
It's too far. Okay,
now you're asking for too much.
And go Seahawks. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love this guy. He goes to the fairs. He loves the Seahawks.
Do you have a fair food that you absolutely, or just anything? What is it about the fair that you absolutely have to go enjoy? Because you have a big fair happening this weekend, right?
I drove by twice yesterday. They're getting it all set up, guys. I did not see the zipper yet, though. I'm hoping to bring that in today.
Someone texted and said that the zipper ride isn't happening anymore.
Who said that?
A texter.
Are you serious?
I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I missed the fair last year, so.
So, at the Stanwood Fair?
The Stanwood Camino Fair, the best little fair in the West.
how many food options do you have? Is it like two hot dogs?
Okay,
like
so my dad, no, we have all many. And my dad will try everything throughout the course of the weekend. My dad will go every single day and he will make sure to visit every food place.
Does he do the deep fried stuff?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So he'll get the, you know, he'll do funnel cakes. He'll do the giant turkey leg. You know, he'll do it all. And then, of course, Barrett is excited because there's cotton candy. So we're going to eat a ton of that, snow cones, you know.
Cotton candy's the worst state fair food.
God, what are you talking about?
Okay, that's a little crazy.
No, I just don't like the sugar. I mean, it's just purely sugar.
Oh, it's all sugar. Yeah, if you don't like sugar, then cotton candy is not what you should get. You should get like a cucumber.
On a stick. No, but I'm just saying at that point, it's like, what is the point of, because your kid gets it, they eat like 4 mice, and then that's all, and then it just goes bad.
It doesn't go bad in my house because I eat it.
Yeah, I'm picking. When Tatum gets it, I get kind of excited because Sid's like, don't eat all of it. I'm like, good, because there's some for dad then.
Yes.
And so your children, both
we
of
are.
You.
We are.
1,000%. We got one more voice message, so check it out.
Let me tell you something, brother. Did you know I died, Steve?
What? Hulkamania died?
This is breaking news.
News to me.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we appreciate all the work you're already doing to support Kicks for Kids. We are getting closer to our goal every day, and that goal is to put 400 pairs of sneakers on local children in need.
And shout out to Rob Kluge, who donated $25 for Kicks for Kids. Scott Rose donated $100, and so did Stephanie Christopherson donated $100. And the nice thing is, if you donate $100, I will butcher your last name.
That's very kind of you, Steve.
It's what I do to help out the kids that are in need. And Mary's Place just does a bang-up job just taking care of families and kids that have just been dealt a hard, you know, a bad hand in life. And so we want to make sure that these kids are going to school with a brand new pair of shoes that they get to pick.
Yeah, you can go to KISW.com right now and make your donation. Did a Raiders player get fired for kissing a teammate on the forehead?
Was it Geno Smith?
It was not.
Was it Pete Carroll?
It was not.
Donava.
Defender Christian Wilkins is part of the reason that they think that he was let go, and ESPN's insider Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show talking about why.
From speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head, and those same people said that that player took offense to it.
But getting slapped on the butt is fine.
Well, it depends on which head, right? So the top of his head, his forehead, of
How
course.
Dare he?
This is a dude that they spent some good money to get to a part of the team. Like, he was a big signing, and with Pete being such a defensive-minded guy, I think he had high hopes for this dude.
So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head.
Did he use tongue?
I hope so.
That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
So should I stop doing that to Danny every morning before we start the show?
Okay, Danny really likes it.
It's still okay, right? Yeah, I like taking his hat off and giving him a quick little peck on the head.
Yeah, you just got consent.
Yes.
Telling me you're proud of me, of course.
Every day. And then the pat on the butt.
Okay, so he kissed a teammate on the forehead in a playful manner. Teammate said, nope, not doing that. And went to H&R and reported this entire thing, basically, is what happened.
I think that... probably a fair and accurate way of saying things, yeah.
They handle sexual harassment and your taxes.
Yes, H&R.
Although Pat McAfee did bring up a good point about why, like, maybe this bothered some people, because it does seem rather innocent, and, like, why would you get that upset? But here's what he had to say.
That tells me a lot of things, quickly. If that happens in a locker room, and then they go and report it, that means the locker room probably didn't with them, right?
That individual, for sure. I mean, I've you see some different things in the locker room. There are different people. This would classify as weird.
So, I mean, these are former players, Pat, former player, and the dude I was talking as well as former player. And I think he brought up a good point. Like, if you're buds with the guy, I think this would be like, okay, cool. But maybe, like, this was a dude that was just rubbing people the wrong way. And then, no pun intended. And then that on top of it, I guess apparently also, like, he was dealing with an injury and he wasn't really doing the things that Pete Carroll, I guess, was not happy with. I mean, these are all now, like, stories keep coming out about this guy. And Pete's known for, remember when he came to the Seahawks, he didn't care if, like, it was a big signing or not. If Pete wasn't feeling it, he's cutting you.
Oh, Oh, for sure.
Partially to make a statement, and also partially because he's just like, yeah, this guy is not the right material for the team that I want.
When you mentioned how expensive he was to the team, $110 million deal that he signed last offseason, so now the Raiders avoided $35.2 million in guaranteed money that was left on that contract.
And I did see a few former like players or players that are in the league that were just like, oh, this guy was my teammate. He is a little bit different. So I wonder if like this was just like the final straw.
Like maybe he had had a couple warnings, like don't go too weird.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel like on the surface, a peck on the head. Like, you go, hey, dude, stop doing that. I get that part, but like, I don't know if that necessarily means we should cut him from the team.
Seems pretty drastic.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
So a Raiders player gets fired for kissing a teammate on the head. That might be an odd reason to get cut from your sports team, but do you think you can top that, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. We want you to complete this sentence. I can't believe I lost my job for blank. Why were you fired? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Green Day. A player on the Las Vegas Raiders was fired for kissing a teammate on the head, apparently.
Yeah, so if you want to get out of your job, apparently that's what you do.
Maybe an odd reason to get let go from
the
team.
Maybe the Seahawks will pick him up.
Maybe. But do you think that you could top that? 206-803-ROCK. We want you to complete this sentence. I can't believe I lost my job for blank. Why were you fired? 206-803-ROCK. Peter from Seattle, why were you fired?
Hey, guys. I'm going to tunnel. I might lose you. I got fired for smoking weed on the job.
Okay. On the job?
Now, be honest, Peter.
Yeah, I was doing a construction job. The guy caught me smoking my car, and he took my tools and put it outside.
You were just having a safety meeting.
Yeah, that wasn't even that big of a deal. I just smoked one little ball.
All right, to be honest, be with yourself and with us, do you feel like getting stoned impacted the way you performed at your job?
I
asked the question when he's finally in the tunnel. Yeah, you know, I have no idea. Like, I've never like handled any kind of tools or anything that could potentially hurt me while I'm stoned. Like, that seems like a terrible idea. Way many years ago, though, I remember one time we all thought it would be a good idea to smoke a little weed before we went on the air.
Oh,
that was the worst idea that I've ever had in my entire life.
I can't even imagine.
It was awful. I felt like we were talking for an eternity, and I had to do like a news report, and I'm talking, and I genuinely thought I was going on for about 5 minutes. I was about 15 seconds into the first story, and I wrapped it up because I was like, I've talked too long. I think I even said that. I'm like, all right, I think I talked too long about this story, so we got to go. And everyone's looking at me like, it's only been 15 seconds.
Oh,
like,
no.
30 seconds tops.
That would give me, I can't even leave the house if I have smoked weed. Like, that's the kind of anxiety that I have. I can't imagine trying to do my job.
Yeah, and my old joke would always be, like, at some point, I always blow my cover. When it was, like, when I was stoned, like, at some point, either I'll just out and out say, look, guys, I'm sorry, I'm stoned. Or I will say something so absurd, people will look at me, and then I have to be like, I'm really stoned. I blew my cover. I'm bad. I'm bad at this, guys. I'm always blown away by people who could just exist and do their thing while stoned.
That is not me. We want you to complete this sentence for us, Rockaholics. I can't believe I lost my job for blank. Tell us the story about why you were fired.
Oh, we got a couple text messages at 206-803-ROCK. Let's see if you think this was worthy of being fired or not. Okay, this one says, I lost my job because of a Zoom call. I didn't realize that my mic was on when I said my boss looked like a dork.
Oh, no. I mean, I guess that wasn't the worst insult in the world.
Would you fire somebody if all of a sudden you heard that?
No. That seems really extreme.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you do typically look like a dork.
I do. So, that's very true. No lies detected.
This person said, no one confirmed this, but I'm pretty sure I lost my job for microwaving fish.
Oh, I mean, straight to jail for sure.
Yeah, you've never done that?
No. You don't microwave fish in the office microwave?
Simon once.
And how did that go over for you?
I never did it again. I was like, I thought it was just like a tuna thing. I didn't realize that salmon would be just as obnoxious of a scent.
I think it's anything that once lived in water.
All right, how about this one? Fired from a bakery for drawing inappropriate things with icing on leftover cupcakes.
That's funny. Yes. I think you should get a raise.
And it wasn't like you were giving them to the customer.
No.
If it was just for funsies.
Yeah.
All right, then keeping with the dong theme, I lost my job because I was annoyed with a customer, so I pressure washed a giant dong into their driveway and left.
That's hilarious. I respect this.
Have you ever been fired for a ridiculous reason?
I've never been fired for any reason.
Really?
I've never been, I mean, there's still time, but I've never been fired.
There's always hope.
There's always hope.
The one time I remember getting fired from radio, it wasn't ridiculous, it was a format change. But it was still kind of, and I always joke that I got fired for the music of Pink.
Oh no! Was that the first song that you heard?
Yes, as we're being marched into the general manager's office, we heard like the song end, whatever song it was. That was a rock song, and then all of a sudden, get this party started.
I knew you were going to say that song.
Get this party started, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like something we would play on our station. And then I was like, as we're walking, I remember asking our boss, I'm like, are you firing us right now? He's like, well, let's just get into the office. I'm like, well, that's a yes. Just say yes. I'm not going to, like, beat you up or anything like that.
I mean, of all the Pink songs, too, Get This Party Started.
Yeah.
That's just insulting.
Danny, have you ever been fired for a stupid reason?
No, I've never been fired. I'm like Taryn. I'm a good employee. But I did get written up really bad one time. Like, and they, like, threatened the job. And it was because I changed the music. It was, like, a smoothie shop that I was working in.
Oh, I think it was a radio station. No,
they had the most drab, like, music playlist. It was so boring. And to me, it was, like, fun summer. We're smoothies. Like, come on, healthy. So I, like, changed it to, of course, like, a pop-punk playlist.
Oh, boy.
And the GM walked in and he was like, this doesn't sound like the music we're supposed to be playing. It was like a super religious company. Like,
okay.
And he was just like, and I was like, yeah. And he went back and he saw my iPod connected and he's like, yeah, I have to write you up. And if you do it again, you're done.
Oh,
that's crazy. Yeah. I've never been written up.
He hit a Blink-182.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who out there is brave enough to call up and try to take down the great Steve Miggs? With a record of 252 wins, 76 losses, and 62 ties in 2025. Also, did you catch the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Three of the correct answers were given out. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you want to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.